At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A nice little video of Jerry Jeudy and Shador Sanders disagreeing about some play they were rewatching, and it sure looked like Jerry Jeudy was at the end of his rope, and it kind of looked like Shador was too.
It did. Once you could tell, like, Shador, like, tried to explain himself, and that was not a good enough answer. And it was like, I don't know what else I can tell you here. Like, yeah. Again, we don't know what he said. This is where we needed one of those TikTok, you know, the people that read lips. We need one of those people.
You know, they're not accurate, right?
I don't know that. What do you mean? They're like professional lip readers that go on TikTok and they read lips of people and then they tell you what they said. Is this all been a ruse the entire time?
It's like mediums. How do you know they're right?
What do you mean?
They could say anything and it could be, he's saying here that he really likes ducks. And
listen, maybe I'm the idiot for being like, when they intro the video and it's like, I've been a professional, or not, I don't know, what do you call a professional lip reader? I don't think it's a thing.
But I think it is now.
They've been reading lips for like 15 years and then they go right into the breakdown? Is it a hoax?
I'm okay, I don't want to besmirch a whole industry. But do I think there are a lot of frauds there?
I don't know if they're making a lot of money off the whole ordeal.
Do I think there are a few people that can talk to the other side and the everybody else is just making money
guys? You think lip reading is just not a thing that people can do?
No, I think it is, especially for like people who are born deaf. A lot of people with hearing issues can. I'm saying people who try and monetize it on social media don't seem to be the most honest people that we've seen.
It's a skill set. How do you know about their integrity and whether or not they're honest or not? It's a skill set. If you can do the job on social media,
you should think 90% of people are full of crap.
It's not a bad way to live life, I guess, but I choose to believe in the lip readers.
So when you see like the videos.
I choose to believe in the lip readers.
When you see the videos where the husband tells a joke and then the wife goes like, oh. You think that's real, too?
I don't think those are real.
Okay,
no.
I just want to make sure.
No.
I didn't know what was real and what wasn't real on social media.
There's a lot that's phony on the internet. We can establish that. But for some reason, I think the integrity stops and starts with the lip readers, and they always have the same like intro. But you don't want to know why? It's because they seem like stand-up people, the lip reader part of TikTok.
What makes them stand-up,
they
JP?
They look like librarians. They don't look like they're not Instagram thoughts. They're not anything like
that's
that.
That's how you know.
They look very like...
If it was an Instagram thought, I might actually believe it.
I just want to read lips and tell you guys what scandalous things people are or aren't saying. And the other side of this, they never say anything interesting. That's the other part. They constantly were like, whoa, Obama just told Trump this. I'd be like, all right, clearly that's not real. But they're always like, oh yeah, they were joking about a sandwich that they ate.
Yeah. So this is the same
thing. It's never really interesting.
It's the same pseudoscience used for mediums. Your dad?
No. Mediums are just frauds.
You like sandwiches?
No. Mediums are
frauds. I do like sandwiches.
Lip readers are a real thing that exists in society. So why would it not go to something that the one thing you could capitalize financially on is being able to read lips in a TikTok setting? Why wouldn't you finally capitalize on it? It's like having a parlor trick that makes you no money for your whole entire life. And then it's like, bang, people on TikTok want this?
Because they're all the same. Nobody's interesting. There's nothing interesting that comes out in these exchanges.
I want something out of this exchange. I think there's something interesting.
It's like
interesting.
The masters of banality.
I think there's something interesting that has happened between Jerry Jeudy and Shador Sanders. I want the lip readers on the case.
I like the Polynesian sauce.
I want to know what Posick said, too.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce. Oh, they're fighting about which sauce they like at a popular restaurant.
It'd be really funny if that was the argument, and like they went to the little tablets too, and it was just like a bunch of different condiments on the tablet. No, I think Jerry Jeudy's. I think he was crashing out. I think he's been crashing out for a while now.
I don't need a lip reader to see he was crashing
out. Well, and so this is the part. So like 2 weeks ago, we break down that whole like minute and a half exchange, and people are like, what are you guys doing? He just had a bad day. Just give him a break. The man had a bad day. Guys, it was so obviously not just a bad day. He was telling everybody that would pay attention, things are wrong here. I'm not enjoying what's going on. I'm having the worst season I've ever had professionally, and we need to figure this out. And so you're going to have moments like you saw on Sunday when you haven't taken care of the heart of the issue with Jerry Jeudy. And the heart of the issue is that when you start the game, Nick, with your first seven receptions for Shedeur Sanders going to six different wide receivers, me and you look at that like, cool, he's spreading the ball around. Jerry Jeudy looks at that like, oh no, this isn't getting any better for me.
Yeah, I really actually want to, I don't want to like hammer Jerry today because I think that's easy. And I, like, you understand, like Jerry Jeudy is coming from a place of this is my career. And in fairness, Jerry's not helped himself with drops and with little mental mistakes that happened early in the season.
Bumbles.
Also, in fairness to Jerry Jeudy, he's had three different quarterbacks, and you saw how the first two of the three quarterbacks played in extended time. So I don't know what's going on. I will tell you, as somebody who wants Shedeur to be good, as somebody who wants Shedeur to make it so we can talk about left tackles and wide receivers this offseason, because I'm not really in love with this quarterback class as of right now, and I don't know much is going to change on that.
Dante Moore got a C.J. Stroud comp today from one of the big scouts.
But as somebody who wants Shedeur to be good, in the same way that him defending Kevin Stefanski and shutting down the narratives on Friday would have helped him show them he's playing the game. He's playing the game they want him to play. I think this is a great opportunity for Shedeur to show leadership and to find a way to get right with Jerry Jeudy.
I think the only way to get right with Jerry Jeudy is do what Dylan Gabriel did in the Jets game, where you target him a million times and you make him the focal point of the offense, and that's just not how Shedeur operates.
Also, well, okay, and here's the other problem with that. Jerry's not good enough to dictate that.
Right.
What I mean by
but his brain hasn't caught up to that yet.
Like, he can be, well, he's not, that's, it's not his job to know that. It really isn't. Like, I don't expect self-awareness.
Part of your life is to have the self-awareness and understand who you are and whatever role you have. And I think he thought he was what he was last year, where he was 1,100 yards and did have this great breakout season. And I don't think his brain's adjusted to this new version of how he's perceived.
So, I by the way, there's some middle room in between. He's some semblance of the guy we saw last year and this guy. I think when I say he's not good enough, what I mean by that is, you can't force feed the ball to wide receiver you can't trust to catch the ball. And that's just the reality. And Jerry does have to understand that. But from Shador's side, Shedeur has to continue. I think the Shedeur Jerry Jeudy thing with five games to go can absolutely be something that you can try and build something real on. Because if you can get through to Jerry Jeudy, if you can make him more comfortable, if you can help him stop from crashing out, I do think that's a way you can earn trust in that locker room.
Right now, it seems like when Shedeur needs a big play, he's dialing it up to Fannin, and he's not even thinking about Jerry Jeudy in the moment.
Yeah, and I think he's right, by the way, because I think Harold Fannin Jr. has accepted the assignment and done his assignment.
They have a real connection, those two, it seems like.
And again, I think Fannin has not let the quarterback down the way Jerry has. At the same point, I think it's easy just to go get the scrub off my team, and that might be the reality. Like this summer.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You might just get to a point where it's like, let's do a post-June 1 trade. And that's, I think it's only $6 million a year dead cap for like 3 years, 4 years after that. That might be where this thing's going. But I think it's a great opportunity for Shador to try and find that humanity with Jerry, and Jerry to try and find that humanity and pull him back from the edge, because it is very apparent he is out there on an edge. And I don't know, you have another week to go with this before it gets really, really ugly.
I just thought it was really interesting. You know, I've watched a lot of Shador Colorado, and Shador Colorado, him and Travis Hunter, they were best friends, though. So it's a little bit different, that dynamic. But like, Shador would get in his face. Shador would yell at him constantly. Shador would be like, he won't just sit back and let you go ahead and go at him and say, like, okay, everything's awesome. It's not really how he operates. And so I almost wonder if Jerry Jeudy was caught a little off guard, that he didn't just kind of take the brunt of the beating and then just kind of accept it. But that was it was a definite awkward exchange.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.